from the country that gave such legends as Celine Dion, Justin Bieber, and Drake. The most recognizable thing to come from Canada since maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Ladies and gentlemen, maple the world's syrup. Best movie reviewer. Dawn.
Can't believe it's already been a week since I scowled down that maple syrup from last week and made me go a little bit cray-cray.
Yeah, are you feeling a bit better? I feel like you're still a bit hopped up on the sugar.
I am. No, I haven't had any sugar, but I do feel it. But hey, good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
We are going to find out what movies we should be watching around, I guess, the country. I want to go to the movies this weekend. I haven't watched It. You reviewed that last week.
Yeah, go watch it.
I may do that one.
Go watch It.
Go watch It.
It's a really confusing movie title for sentences. Like
yes,
a text, because like, a friend of mine sent me a text saying, I'm going to go watch it again. And I'm like, watch what?
It's. And it just goes, it's again. What should we go watch this weekend? Tell us.
All right. So this week I caught up on movies because I was away, right, for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then so I'm back. And so maybe some people have already seen these ones. But I went and saw American Made with Tom Cruise.
Yes.
So good. Okay. He's like he's a pilot who's working both sides of the Colombian
cartel. It's all about
yes.
He was working with the CIA and with the cartel. So he's doing stuff both sides.
Is it
awesome.
Based on a true story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if you like, I'm not going to spoil anything because it's a true story. You can look it up online, but it doesn't end well for him.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if I could imagine Tom Cruise as a cartel member.
Well, he's not a cartel member. He's just working both sides.
Right.
And he's making money on both sides.
Does he play the role? I mean, it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. He's back on point. I know a lot of people criticized him for his role in The Mummy. And I think that was just because it's a role that we're not used to seeing him in.
Okay.
It was sort of a weaker role. But this one, he's back on point with being a bit stronger. Yeah. It's good.
Tom Cruise, what's it called again?
It's called American Made. And one thing I want to say about this movie is I don't know what is up with stunt people lately, but you guys need to stop hurting yourselves for our entertainment.
Oh, is this the movie where he broke his leg?
No, but the two pilots on the last day of shooting, their plane went down and two pilots were killed.
Oh my gosh.
And just 5 minutes before that, because there was like heavy fog, 5 minutes before that, Tom Cruise had gone in in a helicopter along the same route. So
that's crazy.
Too.
Oh, rest in peace, those pilots.
I know.
I
and then there's like Deadpool.
Them.
Did you hear about that stunt woman on the
yes,
set of
we
Deadpool
did hear
in
that.
Vancouver?
We did hear that. We
and
did
then
hear that.
There was like, Ruby Rose got elbowed in the face by a Keanu Reeves.
These guys,
calm down.
It ain't easy when you make a movie. All right, from one movie to the next, what's the other one that you want to review this morning?
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Wow, what's that? It's got nothing to do with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, is it?
Well, no.
They did make a spoof poster of it, of Ryan Reynolds holding Samuel L. Jackson. It's really
Oh, this is that Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L.
Yes,
Jackson movie.
I love Ryan Reynolds because he can just, like, with his face, just change a slight facial expression. And I just laugh my head off.
Okay.
And there was this one guy who was sitting, like, three rows down and over slightly. And every time I laughed, he would sit up straight and look behind. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a memo saying I wasn't allowed
but
to
But how do you laugh
movie.
In the movie? That's the pro. Can I just hear a demo
I am
laugh?
Slightly explosive.
Is it that?
Like that.
Yeah, like I would probably be turning around as well if I kept hearing that throughout the movie.
Well, sorry, people.
Is it a funny movie?
It's really funny. I loved it a lot.
What's the basis of it?
The basis is that Samuel Jackson is a hitman and Ryan Reynolds is this former like top bodyguard.
Okay.
And so he has to escort Samuel Jackson to the Hague. The Hague?
Hague.
Is that how you say it?
The Hague, is
the
it?
The Hague, yeah.
In Amsterdam.
Yeah, to testify against some notorious leader of Belarus.
If I've got to choose one movie this weekend, which one am I going to go see out of those two?
Oh, go to both of them.
Okay.
Honestly.
Sneak in, right? Pay for one.
Pay for one, sneak into the next.
No, don't
do that.
Seen by Dawn is the blog. You can go on there and you can read it. She writes up her blogs as well. It's really cute. Seen, S-E-N-E. Seen by Dawn, D-A-W-N. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Chris.
Always a pleasure.